Gator or Brownie. Kissing Time, Killer Lipstick, Finster Baby, and Love Maker will be at the Bank. The Papa Chubby Blues Band is at Mondo Perso. El Sico, Victoria Street, and Glue Girls are at New Music Cafe. The Voodoos will be at the Knitting Factory. Dr. Nerve is at the Cooler. And the Deceivers are at the Rodeo Bar. On Wednesday, January 19th, Thrill Cat, Lisa Loeb, and Nine Stories and the Murmurs will be at Wetlands. Suddenly Tammy, Lotion, Barnaby's, and Halo Bid are at the Grand. The Scales will be at Fast Eddie's. The Pinheads, Clock Hammer, X-Dolls, and Plutonium are at CBGB's. And Lord Cole will be at Maxwell's. For more information, call WUSB at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon to midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Oh boy. It's. What's the word for it? There's a word for the weather condition out there. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. I don't even know what that means. It's different. It's different.
Arabesque.
I don't know what that means either. Coming up with these words. It's very weatherish out there. Let's put it that way. Very weatherish.
Weather-esque.
Okay. Hang on, handing me something. Yeah, cold. Thank you. Cold. Yeah, I knew that. I knew it was cold. But I mean, I was looking for a better word. You know, it's a bit chilly.
Did you come up with cold all by yourself, or is it written
no,
there?
No, it was handed to me. But
hand me that.
What? Just because someone hands me something, I have to hand you something?
Sure.
What?
Just pass it before he falls
Which?
Over. Who? That. He's handing it right there.
Ah! You knew that was going to happen, didn't you?
I told you, quick.
You got to rely on speed around here. It's the coldest day on record. Whew. Oh, that. I didn't know you meant that.
Oh, he's waving at
me. Coldest day on record.
Let you flying in. Come on in. Hurry up. Oh, boy. It's cold. Come in.
Get over by the fire.
Yeah, sit down by the fire. Get warm. Oh, man, oh, man. This is a hard night out.
Oh, I've been out getting my interviews.
Probably been out getting your interviews, ain't you?
Yeah, I do. And I've
getting
been out
them, fixing up your traps or something.
I'm a Pierre the half-breed.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cold out there.
Boy.
Here, take off your fur coat.
Right. Mind if I back up to the fire, Bill?
No, don't mind at all. Take your big boots off there. Got snow all right. Let me brush the snow off of here. Yeah, getting it all over the floor. It's melting.
Give me some hot coffee, will you?
Too bad. I got plenty of it over here. How about a hot steak?
I'd like to just set in it.
Yeah. Well, here. Put your wrist in this bucket of hot water. It'll cool you off a little bit. Now, we turn the radio on. Maybe we get some music or something to pass the time away.
Well, George, this is the coldest day on
record. Coldest day on record, all right.
A beautiful sight for happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I hope you slip and fall, too, in that winter wonderland.
Good enough for them Andrew sisters, hey.
Joe Kelly just said the temperature dropped from 97 to 95.
Hey.
Like a cold wave.
Good for him, huh? Joe is always there with the good news and passing everything
hope
along.
He hangs by his thumbs for the rest of the afternoon in the sun.
The temperature outside our WHDH studios at the present time, friends, is... Wow!
Isn't it heavy?
Boy, hey.
Let's bring it in out of the sun before it breaks.
Yeah, open that door and reach out and bring
I'll,
it in.
I'll bring in the thermometer.
All right. Open it a little louder. Boy, I wonder where any of that cold air is here. Yeah. This is man named Bobby
nice
Ray.
Stuffy in here.
Or have we said?
We haven't said anything about the program.
Yeah, I guess we have.
The regular public service presentation of this public service type station.
Remember, think negatively.
No question about it. Welcome to Brain Damage with Eric Corley. There's no doubt in my mind. We'll be right back.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, how droll.
Except, Jim, I didn't say anything. You're supposed to laugh after I said it, not before, you stupid. Anyway, Jim's back to normal, and, well, I'm back here, I guess. And, man, what a mess you people made. What happened here while I was away? How'd that cabinet fall apart?
You were away?
I haven't been here since what, early December? Last year, you know, it's been a long time.
Huh.
It's been a long time.
Apparently not.
But I have to say thanks to everybody, because I knew we could do it together. I knew if we concentrated, put our minds to it, that we could make it cold, and we could make snow come out of the sky. Remember I was always complaining about this, how we never get snow, and how we all have to sort of pitch in and make it happen? Well, look, we did it. This is the best winter in, what, 10 years?
Remarkable.
It's amazing. We had an ice storm, we have snow, we have frigid cold. What else could you possibly ask for?
Chunks of ice falling off bridges, knocking people
over.
Is
that amazing or what? Bridges closed because ice is falling on top of them from the things up there that they
also
built.
As you drive by, ice is whipping off of other people's roofs and knocking, breaking windshields.
Yeah, I got this old lady in back of me. I got her a good 2 days ago.
Yes,
it was amazing because you know I felt a certain lightness to the car and I saw something go sort of up from the front of my car. And then when I looked in my rearview mirror, I saw this person swerving all over the place, and it was really something. It was really something. And I think she hit someone else, too.
Double the points.
Yeah.
I saw something funny.
What's that? You can't plan a thing like that.
No,
you
just can't
plan it. It's a spontaneous act of nature.
And it's great.
It's beautiful.
I saw there was a convenience store on... The parking lot is kind of a slope.
Now, why do they call them convenience stores, anyway? I mean, are they convenient?
Yeah.
Oh. I was trying to do like a Seinfeld type of thing, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work for Seinfeld either. Anyway.
They are convenient. All right, that's why they call them convenience stores, Dan. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's on a hill, and some idiot had to park on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And he slid all the way down the hill
without
even being in his car. And he took out 2 cars on the bottom of the hill. It was great.
Boy.
And he hasn't come out of the store yet, so he doesn't know it.
Uh-huh.
So it was funny.
What? How big a hill?
Pretty big. There was good impact.
Yeah. That's something.
It was
Phantom drivers. It's amazing when you can be charged with reckless driving when you weren't even driving. Or you weren't even in your car. But I guess that's just...
I had a friend who had a 4-car accident, and no one was in any of the cars.
Wow. Any of the cars?
Any of the cars.
What happened? Is this like a Twilight Zone episode? You know,
yeah.
The one where they say, get out of here, Mr. whatever your name is? I saw that on TV.
Next Stop, Willoughby.
Yeah. No, that's a different one.
Yeah,
but,
my favorite.
You gotta be careful out there. You gotta be careful. I'm in this small foreign-made car that everybody tells me won't survive, but I haven't gotten stuck once. Not once. Now, I fly out through some pretty big patches of ice and snow there. But it's because, you know, when your back wheels are the ones spinning, somehow you get caught more than when your front wheels are. I think it's because you can steer with your front wheels, which you can do. And if you're spinning and steering at the same time, you're able to negotiate your way out of just about anything.
Well, the wheels that don't have traction want to lead the wheels that do have traction because they go faster.
Well, you know, I don't think there's really any conscious effort on the part of the car. I don't think there's any real intelligence there. I mean,
no,
that's my
volition,
opinion.
Is that what you're saying?
I think it's just an act of mechanics.
Gosh.
Quantum
physics.
Mechanics. Yeah, physics, too. All that nice stuff.
Also, injuries in the emergency ward are up.
Are they?
Yep.
That's good because that means doctors will be making more money, and they'll be complaining less about the National Health Plan. And maybe we'll actually get some coverage.
Unfortunately, it's all old ladies falling on their butts.
Yeah, but the old ladies have stacked away some money. And it's money that they're going to be sending to their grandchildren, but they won't be doing that. And as a result, the grandchildren won't become as spoiled. You see, everyone benefits.
But no, but isn't it like Medicaid pays for it all after you're a certain age? And here we are paying for plastic hips and stuff?
Maybe that's how it is. But, I mean, someone's got to pay for that somewhere. It's got to come out of somebody's pocket.
Oh, see that?
Actually, it all comes out of our pockets in the end. But what are you going to do?
Nothing,
because you can't do anything, because you're powerless, that's why. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Anyway, so, what's been happening around here?
Not much.
Yeah? Apart from the cold, it's
pretty
cold. Routine. It's the most depressing time of year, because nobody's here. It's all dark and icy outside. And
it's the time of year where we all get our winter assignments.
Yeah. And you have yours there.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you forgot to pick yours up when you did the show before.
Well, I just cleaned out my mailbox at the end of my show, so...
Yeah. So, you going to tell us what it is?
I don't even know myself. I'm tying my cravat right now.
I like my assignment. You see, we all get a... Because there's nobody really here, over the intersession, which is the break between semesters, we get extra chores, extra jobs. And, my extra job was simply to see that the doors were working.
Yep.
You know, I guess they mean all the doors. I guess they mean the front door, the inner doors, the doors to the cabinets inside. That's a lot of doors. It's a big responsibility, and I just had to make sure that they all worked, in that they open and close.
And
they do. I checked it already. I checked it before my show, and all the doors were, my chore is complete.
You are up. I don't have to open it, because I know every year I get the same thing.
What?
To do the 45 record cabinet.
The 45, you mean the 45 RPM single discs?
Yep, all I have to do is keep them in order. I get that every year.
Wow. Well,
guaranteed.
I can open it live in the air.
What?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Should I? I don't even...
No, I mean, I'm sure our listeners couldn't care less, but go ahead. Really held it right up to the microphone there to make sure that
we
knew that that you were really
open.
Oh! What's this?
No, it's not my...
What's happening?
It is my name.
Read that! Oh, wow.
That's horrible!
Well, that's great, because you're doing it right now.
No, I don't want to do it, though.
You have to do an outdoor remote. Oh, that's great. No, it's perfect, don't you see? Because it's right now it's minus 13 degrees outside.
That's why I don't want to do it. I want to do my record.
And that's, let's see, that comes out to 9 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale. But you know what it is, finally? The wind chill factor is a biting 20, maybe even 30 degrees below zero. They say if you're out there for long enough that you'll get frostbite real quick, you know, if you're not protected. And according to this, you have to do it now during this show. So yeah, I suggest you get along before the temperature goes even further down.
Negative 13.
This is good. This is very good. I'm happy that you opened it now, because if you had opened it before, you would have had to do it some other time.
I would have ran out.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been during my show. So I'm glad you did it now.
Bummer.
No, this is good. This is like a public service, so that you can in fact tell us that it's cold outside. And you know what? Do me a favor here.
You want me to fill that up?
Yeah.
Not from here.
Plastic cup here. No, I don't want you. I want you to simply fill it with water.
Oh, okay.
All right? No misunderstanding about that. And take it out with you and see if it freezes.
Oh, this is a bit terrible.
Now, I would fill it maybe halfway up there.
Yeah, I'll be out there all night.
No, because if you fill it up to there, I think the quantum physics makes it not freeze as fast.
Right.
Right.
That's just what
I'll
said.
I'll tell you what.
I'll be there all night.
If it freezes, you can come back inside.
Jeez.
How's that?
All right. Did you do this? Did you switch my assignment?
I just got back.
Every year.
I just got back. I have no connection to this whatsoever. I don't know, maybe Jim knows.
Ah!
I take that as maybe yes, maybe no.
Give me 10.
Okay, I have the phone number here. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna write out my beeper number. And you're gonna beep me from that phone.
I don't get change.
When you're at that phone, you won't need it. But when you see what kind of a number this is, you quickly
you'll
realize.
And destroy it.
Yes, that. Okay. There we go. And you know how that works, right?
No.
Well, just put in...
I'm a Luddite. I don't care for technology.
Put in the number that's on the telephone down there, and we'll call you right back. It won't wait too long at all.
This is your number, though.
That's my beeper number. You call that number.
Right.
It'll say beep, and then you will enter your...
Where I am.
You'll enter the phone number of the phone.
Area code and all?
Whatever. I mean, how many people are going to be beeping me at this hour?
Probably
then,
a lot.
Then the beeper will go off. And then I will call you right down at the phone.
All right.
Okay?
If I can push buttons with my fingers. Right?
All right, move along. Because it's just going to get worse.
I can use your gear.
By all means. Use my winter gear, which I brought with me.
That jacket's better than my jacket?
I don't know what your jacket looks like.
Mine's cashmere.
Well, you can bring both.
Will I fit
it's
both?
It's very cold outside. I was outside for a little while.
Oh.
But the jacket I have, I can stay outside for extended periods.
Okay.
Doing the things that I do
back.
Outside.
You come look for me.
Well, I'll have to look for you after the show.
Yeah.
But that's not a problem.
I might be eating my feet like they did when that plane crashed up in the Arctic. They ate themselves.
Well, try to get it on tape if you do. Maybe you should bring a tape recorder with you. No, it would freeze up. Good luck. He's a brave man. Well, he's back now.
Well, you can still talk about it.
Okay. He's a brave man as he leaves. And he's going outside to meet his fate. Something that we don't advise our listeners to do. In fact, everybody is saying, do not go outside. You know, perhaps since you've come back yet again, you could bring me some newswire copy that will warn us against exactly the kind of thing that you're doing.
What?
Well, there's all kinds of warnings coming across the AP right now. So
yeah, warnings not to go out.
Right.
And then you're sending me out.
Well, no, I'm not concerned with that, but just bring me the warning.
I'm concerned with that.
Well, okay, well, you got to keep it to yourself. Bring me the warning. I don't. You hear me giving out my personal problems over the air? Do you hear that?
Yes, constantly.
Well, it's my show, okay? I can do it.
Just bring
me,
him to do it.
Bring me the warning.
Isn't he your news surf?
Well, yes, but I haven't said hello to him yet.
Oh.
I can't order somebody to do something without saying
hello
to him
first. Let me get out of there, I really got to go to the bathroom, so.
Okay. I don't know if that means he's going to do it or not. I guess he's not.
No.
Okay, well, that's just the way it is. This is Brain Damage, in case you haven't guessed. And we're here talking about the weather more than anything else. But there's all kinds of other things we could be talking about as well. we could be talking about figure skaters, nasty figure skaters. We could be talking about husband-wife spats and various trouble that leads to sometimes. We could be talking about all kinds of neat things, but mostly it's up to you what we talk about. So, all kinds of things happening out there. It's minus 13 degrees Celsius. Oh, what fun. I haven't had this much fun in years. Literally. 632-6901 is our telephone number. I guess we can just take some phone calls and wait for Spiny to get out there until we hear from him. And hopefully he'll make it in one piece. All right, let's go to the phones. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
What are you doing?
Right now I'm taking calls.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, not much. How are you?
Pretty cool.
Yeah?
Hey, can I say hi to somebody?
Oh, wait a minute. What do you think of this weather that we're having?
Oh, it's really, like, bad.
You don't like it? You don't like cold weather?
No, man, I fell on my, like, stoop and stuff.
Yeah, well, I fell down, too. I fell down in New York City. You know, I can give some advice to people. You know, you've been in New York City, correct?
Yeah.
All right. You know how on certain intersections they have like those little slopes that I guess bicycles and things can get up them?
Yep.
Okay. When it is snowing outside, do not step on the slopey part.
Why not?
Because it's very slippery. And I went down like a ton of bricks, and it's amazing when you know you're going down. And there's no way you can stop it. It's an interesting feeling. You know, you just wonder how bad the impact is going to be, and it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I just wanted to sort of lie there for a while. And I did.
Spoke to Matt?
Have I spoken to Matt?
Yeah.
I spoke to Matt, yes. I passed him as I was coming in. He was going out as I was coming in. That's usually the way it works.
You haven't been on, like, the longest time, man.
Yeah, well, I've been away. You know, I've been wandering around. I've been in Kansas. I've been in Pennsylvania.
You were in, yeah, that's where you were last time, right?
Yeah, I've been all over the place.
Wow, man.
I've been having fun and just wandering around.
Is Matt coming back next week, or?
He'll be back at some point. I don't know if it's going to be next week or in a few weeks.
All right, right. Can I say hi to somebody?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead and say hi. That's what we're here for.
All right, cool. I just want to say hi to one of my cool girls.
One of your what?
My cool girl. Beth Abramowitz.
You said one of your call girls. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on that.
Yeah.
And don't give out last names, or they'll really become call girls, okay? All right? I'm sure that's not your intention.
All right, now I want to say hi to Justin Ciccoli.
Well, you know, it sounds like, unless he's got a double first name, that you're giving out a last name again, so, you know, just be careful with that.
All right.
All right.
They don't care.
Well, you don't know that.
Who else do I want to say hi to? I want to say hi to Mr. Ciccoli.
Well, you see, you're giving out another last name there, so just give his first name.
All right, I don't know his first name.
Oh, well then just say...
Like this guy in my school.
Okay. Tell us about this guy in your school.
He has like one arm and stuff, he's really sick.
Uh-huh.
And he's got like a red eye, he's really sick, man.
Wow. Well, it sounds like an interesting person.
Smokes so much weed.
Well, I'm sure he's happy that you said hi to him anyway. Anything else?
Yeah, I want to say hi to Matt.
Okay, the Matt that does the show sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure he's listening, and I'm sure he appreciates you saying hi.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, see you later, man.
Bye-bye. Oh, yes, just a fair sample of USB listeners out there. 632-6901, 516 is our area code. And I'd like to know if there's anybody out there that likes cold, because we've got it, and it's here to stay for a while. Snow on the ground, ice everywhere, dangerous conditions. Conditions not quite in keeping with staying alive. as Spiny will be telling us from the great outdoors in just a couple of minutes. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think you're cooler than me by doing this? I'm afraid you're mistaken.
That's a recording, okay? I know it's a recording. Not kidding anybody but yourself. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm happy.
You're happy?
I'm happy because it's freezing cold outside.
Yeah, it's because it's cold. It's windy out, but if it wasn't that windy, I don't think it would
I've developed a liking for things that other people hate. I like anchovies, for instance. And that's very good because nobody ever steals your slice when you have anchovies on it.
Yeah, so you want to cover the whole pizza overnight.
I sure do. It's self-preservation.
So, Eric, what were you doing in Kansas?
I was visiting some friends. Believe it or not, I have friends in Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're not Kansans either, I might point out. They're transplanted Californians that wound up in Kansas, and they're not too happy about that, but...
To Kansas and where else?
Let's see, Pennsylvania, parts of Pennsylvania, and, of course, New York. And just, you know, kind of wandering around.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This weather, I'm beginning to hate it already. It's like... Because I live, like, on a hill, and a lot of the cars try to get up, and they get...
Uh-huh. But it's no problem getting down.
No, but coming up, you know...
Right.
They get stuck, and it's a pain to get stuck.
Yeah, that's true, it is.
It is dangerous out there. A friend of mine was walking to his friend's house the other day and slipped and broke his nose.
Broke his nose?
Yeah.
So that must have been quite a fall, then.
Yeah.
Wow.
All flat on his face.
Wow. That's,
But everybody's, like, slipping and sliding and...
Yeah.
But, a lot of people do like this weather, though.
Well, I mean, we can go sleigh riding, we can go cross-country skiing. I'd like to know if there's people out there doing that, you know?
You can go, get some...
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? You used to do that?
Well, what's it called again?
Gitching.
How do you spell it?
I think it's S...
It's a word that you don't use very often because you don't get the chance to do it very often.
Wait, S-K-I-T-C-H-I-N-G.
Skitching.
Yeah.
Okay, basically that means you grab onto... what's
a bus or a truck.
Bus or a truck are the preferred vehicles.
A car or whatever.
And you just sort of ride down the street. Now, of course, it's very dangerous, and I'm sure parents everywhere are horrified that we're even talking about it.
Not too many people do it anymore.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, it was like really a lot of people were doing it, but...
It's safer than riding on the roof of a subway.
Yeah, but what sucks is how if the car has to stop, you know, all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
Just like it's going a little quick.
Or if it had to go in reverse for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I heard they closed the George Washington Bridge or whatever, one of these bridges.
There was ice falling all over the place. They closed a lot of bridges. In fact, they were hoping that it would get colder so the ice would freeze up again.
Yeah, but why? Because then they could close it up again.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to worry about it for, you know, a few more days.
Monday's supposed to snow again on ice.
Is it going to snow a lot?
I don't know. It's on the Weather Channel. If it's snowing ice.
I mean, we have a fair amount of snow on the ground, but we should have a blizzard now. You know, we should have a couple of feet of snow on the ground.
This past summer, they said we were going to get a hard winter, so...
Well, we got a hard winter.
So we're right.
It's a hard winter, all right.
Yo, Eric. Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
You're back, right? And it's a new year.
Uh-huh. 1994.
Put me on hold for telecom, because every time you put me on hold, nobody else comes on.
That's because nobody else wants to come on. No offense, but nobody else... ever asked to do that.
Can you put me on hold?
Well, I'll put you on hold, but you know, to be honest,
what?
It hasn't worked properly the last few times we tried this.
Why?
I don't know why, but it hasn't. But I'll put you over there if you want.
Hey, thanks.
We'll see what happens.
Well, ask somebody.
Oh, I will. I'll do what I can.
Alright.
There. He's over there now, and he's waiting for all kinds of neat things to happen. Okay. We're going to have a weather forecast for you pretty soon, as soon as we find one. Minus 13 Celsius, 9 degrees Fahrenheit. And still waiting to hear from Spiny. Don't know if he ever made it to the phone outside. Hopefully he'll make it there. Boy, it's windy, too. You know, the wind chill factor is what really is killing people left and right out there. Good evening. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Lee.
I'm sorry?
My name is Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Tonight, my best friend Nora, she threw a surprise going away party for me, and I just wanted to talk about it.
Well, wait a minute. Did you know you were going away?
Well, I knew I was going away, but I didn't know she was going to have a party for me.
Okay, because sometimes when people throw surprise going away parties, it's because they're sending somebody away that didn't know they were going away.
No, I knew I was going away.
Okay, well, then that's good. That's good. So it's a friendly kind of a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm moving to Chicago in 2.5 weeks.
Well, you know, Chicago is even worse shape than we are right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredibly cold there, and it's windy, too. It's a windy city. It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah.
Why are you moving to Chicago?
My dad's job's transferring there.
Uh-huh.
And there were about 65 people here tonight.
Yeah.
And they all went home, but it was really fun. And, like, Nora wanted to say that she loves Matt, and I just wanted to say hi to everyone, and I wanted to say thank you to Nora and everybody who planned it, Megan Garrison. Just to thank everybody for, you know, what they did for me.
Which Matt would you be referring to?
Am I allowed to use last name?
No, I was just wondering if it was our Matt here.
No, this is
okay,
a
okay, all right. I'm sure he was wondering the same thing, but all right. Just wanted to clarify that.
So no, it's a Matt who calls in a lot.
Uh-huh, another Matt. Okay, fine.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say thank you to everyone.
Okay, well, you're going to be here for a couple more weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well, enjoy the weather.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sure the Midwest will be kind to you.
Okay, and I hope Spiny doesn't freeze to death.
Well, we'll find out. You know, if he does, then we'll learn something from it. His death will not be in vain.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Moving to Chicago, wow. That's something. That's something. It's different. Different from here. 12:34, good morning, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What's going on over there?
Not a whole lot's going on. We're sending people outside, and,
the guy's Spiny.
Yeah, Spiny's going outside.
Who is he?
He's the guy that does the psychedelic testing.
Oh.
Spiny Norman. And he's gonna tell us if it's cold or not. Actually, you know, all we have to go on, really, are the weather forecasts. But, you know, it takes somebody actually being out there to tell you if it's really cold.
About an hour ago, and it's pretty cold.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have, like, a hat and gloves,
uh-huh,
use your ass off.
Yeah. I hope he brought the coat with him. I'm not sure if he did, but
yeah.
He's been known to forget things before.
Yeah, well, get off the subject. Last night I saw Schindler's List.
Uh-huh. Hey, I saw that last night, too.
Yeah. What time did you go?
I went to the 10:30 show.
Oh.
What time did you go? The 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yeah.
Wow, well, we must have passed each other, because it's only playing in one theater, right?
Yeah, Comac, right?
Comac, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, what'd you think of it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I thought there should have been, like, more violence.
More violence? Well, I think it was pretty violent. I mean, it's probably the most violent black and white film I've ever seen in my life.
Or there should be, like, it should be in color so I can see the blood, like, actually going.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I guess some people need to see the red, but I don't know. The darkness sort of brought it home for me.
Yeah, they killed a lot of people in there.
Yeah, they sure did. It was I'd say it was a very good film. I wouldn't say it was a great film.
It wasn't that. I didn't think it was that good. My friends came and they said it was pretty good, but
mm-hmm.
They didn't like it as much as like the ratings.
Uh-huh.
Ratings were.
Yeah. I mean, it was haunting. I'm still thinking about bits and pieces of it right now.
My younger brother, he's about 8. He thought it was going to be a comedy. He didn't know it was going to.
How could anybody think
film
about the Holocaust
is going to
be a comedy?
So we told him it was a comedy.
I see. Well, that's something, all right.
Like it, what?
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. 632-6901. Yeah, Schindler's List is a fairly good film. That's something I recommend people see. It's about 3 hours long, though, so keep that in mind. Not something that you expect to get away with, away from quickly. 3 hours and change. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else saw that. Jim, what do you think?
Wow!
Yeah, that's pretty much what I expected. 12:37, you know, we really should have heard from Spiny by now. I don't know, it's kind of worrisome. I wonder if he's out there. I wonder if he even made it to the telephone. Well, we'll be checking in as soon as we can. 632-6901, this is Brain Damage. Good morning, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good.
You like the cold?
I hate it.
You hate it too. Everyone hates it.
You know what?
What?
I'm not a cold person.
You're not a cold person, huh? You're one of these, like, Florida types?
Yeah, I think I am.
Like to be warm all the time?
No, I want to be warm all the time.
Okay.
I think I was, like, when I was in the hospital, when I was a real little, you know, when I was born.
Uh-huh.
I think I was switched with some kid whose parents lived in, like, California or something.
Uh-huh.
So, I think my living here in New York was a mistake.
Well, I mean, New York doesn't always get like this.
No.
This is a pretty rare thing.
Yeah, it is. But even when it gets below 30, anything below 30, like, really bothers me.
Yeah.
So
well, I mean,
it's
not like you're outside, you know, when it's cold. You're presumably inside where it's warm, and you can look out.
Yeah.
And you can watch people dropping on the ground and freezing to death, and you feel a certain warmth in you that's not happening to you, that you're...
Well, I was just
you're doing
outside,
well.
So.
I'm sorry?
I was just outside. So.
Uh-huh. Well, you have to reinforce that by going outside and suffering a little bit and then coming back inside and...
And then you can look outside and laugh at people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sip some hot chocolate by the fire.
Yeah, but I don't eat or consume any chocolate.
Oh. Well, you just don't know how to have fun, do you?
I guess not.
Why? Well, I guess you should just go down to Florida and drink iced tea or something.
Yeah. Well, iced tea. I don't drink iced tea either.
All right, well, I guess it's like talking to somebody from another planet here.
Yeah, anything without caffeine, anything with caffeine, I don't drink.
I see. Okay, well.
Can chocolate fall into that category?
Yeah, I guess they do. What else is on your mind?
The mailman.
The mailman?
Yes.
What did the mailman do?
The mailmen are the foot soldiers of the oppressors.
I'm sorry?
The mailmen are the foot soldiers of the oppressors.
Now, how are the mailmen foot soldiers of the oppressors?
They put cameras and microphones into your mail.
Yeah.
To observe whether or not you're subversive.
Okay, but that's their job. They're only doing their job.
Yes, but just because they're doing their job doesn't mean they're okay. The definition of the job is not okay.
The definition of the job is, neither rain nor snow nor... Actually, that's not true because...
That's simply propaganda.
Yeah, because during the ice storm, a lot of mail was canceled.
Exactly.
So I don't quite... But then again, ice is not in there, is it? It's rain, snow, gloom of night. But then again, they don't deliver mail at night, do they?
No, they don't.
I don't understand what that means at all.
Well, it's all propaganda anyway, so...
Everything's propaganda. Oh! Well. We have a beep here.
Oh.
I'm afraid we're going to have to go because Spiney's outside.
What?
Spiney's outside. We have to go outside now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sure, no problem.
All right. And let's give a call downstairs to the payphone. See how Spiney is doing. This must be Spiney out there, right?
Yeah, hold on. I got to put it under my flap.
Your flap.
No, your flap, actually. Your hat.
Oh, the flap that folds down over your face. Oh,
man.
So now you're completely covered.
Yeah, sort of, but the plastic on the phone, it's freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, the phone itself is very cold, but imagine the phone has to be out there all the time. Now,
nines look like fours, buddy.
All right, so now you're telling us that it is, in fact, chilly outside.
Yeah, I got a cup of water here.
You got a cup of water. Well, it's not completely full, is it?
Water. What?
It's not completely full.
No, I'll dump a little more out.
Okay, yeah. And I'd set that, you should make it still, set it up on the ledge there.
Yeah, well, it's hard to keep anything still in this wind.
Yeah, that's true, but the water should stay still in the cup. And we'll just see how it progresses. Now, what does it feel like out there? Does it feel like it's...
The fingers are number 8 in spite of your gloves.
Uh-huh. So the gloves aren't doing much good at all?
No, as a matter of fact, I had a little mishap in the bathroom.
Do we want to hear about this?
Well, I think you do. You know how hard it is to wee-wee with gloves on?
Well, why were you wearing gloves in the bathroom?
Because they were your gloves, and it was cold in the bathroom.
Wait, what do you mean, because they were my gloves? Because they were my gloves, you're gonna urinate with my gloves on?
You think I'm going to use mine?
Well, why do you have to use anybody's gloves? I mean, come on.
And by the way, sorry about the coat, too.
We can talk about this later.
Right.
It's not an essential part of this conversation.
Mm.
Now, okay, so you're outdoors now. It's chilly.
We'll wait here until that water freezes.
Okay, well, that's very good of you.
What else is freezing?
What's that?
The boogers in my stash.
All right. How about your feet? How are your feet doing?
I got army boots on.
All right, but that still doesn't mean much.
Okay.
I mean, after time, your feet will start freezing, too. You'll be stamping up and down. Okay, so first thing that goes usually are the extremities, all right? You got your fingers, you got your toes. And you
fingers
got...
are starting to go. These gloves are like poop.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not that great.
Oh!
What's that?
I just looked around the phone.
Uh-huh.
There's a full liter bottle of Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
Ice.
Ice, completely ice.
Want to hear this?
Yeah, smash it on the ground. Let's hear it.
That wasn't that exciting, huh?
Well, I don't think you smash it hard enough. Smash it really hard. Really hard, like you want to kill someone.
Well, I'm pitching you right now. Hold on.
That sounds like a stick of ice there.
It is.
A stick of ice, huh?
It's a popsicle.
Wow. Is it a full bottle?
Full bottle. Hasn't exploded yet.
Well, come back with it when you're done, because we don't have anything to drink up here. But, okay, so are there any people milling about?
Yeah, a couple people drove by, and they're looking at, oh, here comes a car, and they're looking at me like I'm a bonehead or something.
Okay, so nothing unusual there. No, I mean, are there any people walking around?
Who the hell would be walking?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you. Are there any people out for a stroll in a night like this?
Hi, how you doing there?
Nobody?
Just went by, gave me a look.
Nobody out, young lovers walking in the street?
Right, I'm going to go back in the car.
Like that.
I'll call you back.
Wait. What do you mean go back in the car? That's not part of what you're supposed to. You're supposed to stay outside.
Yeah, all right.
You have to stay outside. That's what your orders are.
Poop.
I mean, are you saying that you're about to collapse and you can't possibly stand outside any longer?
Poop.
Is that what you're saying? All right. Well, listen.
I'm gonna call back in the car. I'll call back in like 5 minutes.
You're really leaving us here. You're really gonna just walk away.
Yeah.
You're really gonna do that?
Well, I'm gonna do the little cold dance thing. Like this. It get warm, and I'll call you back, and I'll let you know what the water's doing.
Well, that's not exactly what I think they had in mind. I think they had in mind that you were going to stay out there until the water.
Oh well, yeah, I have to do their paperwork.
But I guess if you're not capable of it, I guess you have to go back.
Eric,
in the
listen
car.
Carefully to me.
Yes,
Eric.
Yes.
I have to do their paperwork.
Well, yes, but I think you can do the paperwork right there by the phone, can't you?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. I hear you.
Okay. I have to do their paperwork. I can't talk to you. I'll call you back when I'm done doing their paperwork.
Their paperwork.
My assignment.
Yes, I know, but it sounds to me like you're using a back door here to get out of your assignment.
You're swift.
All right, well, I wish you luck.
5 minutes.
I don't condone this at all.
Can I beep you again, or?
That's probably the only way.
Well, you have the number now, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you want me to call you in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'll hear the phone.
Okay.
Yes, because it's right over here.
We'll call you in 5 minutes, but
right,
don't get too warm.
Don't worry.
All right. I don't know. Seems to me like USB staffers are starting to get soft here. They're supposed to stay by their post. I mean, what if something happens? 12:45. I think you should stay outside. I think it's only fair. If I was ordered to stay outside, I'd stay outside. I mean, I checked the doors. That was my job. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. Well, I kind of have a question for anyone out there.
Well, first, tell us what you think of the cold first. That's the topic.
All right, well, first of all, I think the cold is horrible, and I want to move someplace warm quick.
Boy, you know, I think we could, like, lose most of our population if everybody got what they wanted.
Well, I was walking around in Smithtown today.
Uh-huh.
And it was just completely cold.
Uh-huh.
Freezing.
I'll tell you, if anybody is outside right now and they want to call us, I'd really like to hear from them. I mean, it must be people outdoors enjoying the air. You don't think so?
Doubt it.
Really?
Maybe there might be people sleigh riding.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but anyway.
And it's not too crowded now, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know, but a couple weeks ago, I was listening, I overheard a conversation in school a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
About some kid named Tom Peterson.
Now, listen. I know there's lots of Tom Petersons in the world, so I'm not worried about that, but we have to avoid just giving out last names because, you know, it's like giving out someone's social security number almost. It's almost like their real name.
Oh, okay.
So let's just say Tom. Can we do that?
Okay, Tom.
Okay.
Okay.
And it could be Peterson, S-E-N, it could be Peterson, S-O-N, so, you know, we don't really know.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of nebulous. Okay, Tom. We got a Tom here.
I don't know. It's something about how he had no hips or something. If anybody knows about it, I'd like to call up.
Okay. Well, maybe he's a fish.
I don't know. He just has no hips.
Okay.
I don't know. It's
Is that the only thing that you were concerned with tonight?
Is there anything that I'm concerned
with? No, is that the only thing you're concerned with?
No, also the cold. I think it's just too cold.
Well, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
I know.
Nothing
and
at all.
I was like, out snowballing cars, all right, like every other kid.
Snowball? You mean ice balling cars?
Much, like every other kid. And it was just, got to the point where it was actually, like, too cold, like, even with, I had waterproof gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just still cold.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's like throwing rocks at cars now because, I mean, you're standing on snow and you don't go through it. You're standing on top of snow.
Uh-huh.
And you don't even make a footprint. That's how cold it is.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think maybe it's a little too cold for snowballs.
Well, yeah, just...
Unless you really want to get somebody.
Huh?
Unless you really want to get somebody, you know?
Yeah, well, then sometimes they get mad.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And they chase you really far.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. I was playing tag on the ice in the ice storm. That was fun. That was real fun.
Really?
Yeah, in the middle of the city.
Did you play in the road? Did you do it in the road?
Well, yeah, the thing is, there were no cars in the road, so you could do anything in the road. Yeah.
It's funner when there's cars.
Well, yeah, it is, but in this particular case, everybody was staying indoors, so nobody was out except crazy people playing tag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It is good.
All right, well, I'll let someone else.
Okay, why don't you do that? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 632-6901 is our telephone number, area code 516. This is Brain Damage. We're talking about cold, icy weather and the effects that it has on our lives. I wonder, does the sound freeze up? Does anybody know? Does Long Island Sound ever freeze up? Can you walk to Connecticut? Well, I'd like to know. I think it's a valid question. I mean, it's cold out there. I know it takes more for salt water to freeze than it does for regular fresh water to freeze. But if anybody knows, if the sound freezes, or if anybody knows somebody that would know, I mean, it must be like an agency or something that deals with that. Let us know. We'd like to hear from you. Good evening. You're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
What's with that Clinton nonsense?
What Clinton? Oh, you mean what? The sex or the business?
The business?
Or the sex business?
Business.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But the funny thing is, they want to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent investigator or whatever. And Janet Reno doesn't want to do that because she can't do that. She can't appoint someone who's independent of her.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about his socialism concepts.
Socialism?
Sure.
Okay. Well, he's over there in the former socialist countries.
Yeah, but
getting all kinds of tips,
beliefs.
You know. I'm sorry?
His socialism beliefs.
Yeah.
What about that? What's going on with all
that?
Oh,
he's an admitted communist, isn't he?
He's socialist.
Yeah. You find that surprising in 1990s America?
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
That's what this whole country is based on, is democratic.
Democracy.
But that's not what this country is based on.
Well, I know this country is based on making everything a commodity, from education to medicine, so that you know, poor people get nothing and rich people get everything. Yeah, I know. And it does break with tradition, and some things have to change. But, you know, it's all in the spirit of things.
Then you're going to live like Canada, and you're going to live on lines to get a loaf of bread, and you're going to wait 16 months to get your scrotum checked out, and you know, you're going to die.
Well, I didn't know that. I mean, I know people in Canada are still dying, but... I mean, I don't think they have to wait for loaves of bread, do they?
Sure.
Really?
Well, it's not as bad as Russia was, but, I know you're a diehard Clinton fan, and you know, you have to have some basis for this stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's he's trying. He deserves a little bit of time to see if, you know, we gave Bush and Reagan 12 years.
I understand that, but I was a parole voter, for sure.
Well.
Because you need a businessman in here.
Yeah.
Because you got this guy. I mean, look at any Republican right now. What does he say? You know, I'm kind of behind Clinton, but I want him out in 4 years. But that, if you elect a president, you understand what I'm saying? If you elect a president, the majority of the people said, I want Clinton in the office, right?
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't every American, in their right sense, be behind the president because the majority of the people voted for him?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people are, but people are kind of hesitant as to whether or not he's going to stand up for what he believes in. I mean, he does seem to back down an awful lot.
Sure.
That's what bothers me.
But as far as I'm concerned, he's done a lot of good, but the socialist character that's come out of him is beyond me. It's craziness.
Well, I mean, do you really think that there's nothing to be gotten from the way other places, other countries do things? You know, socialistic countries included. Do you think there's no good ideas to come out of?
And I've been to Sweden several times.
Uh-huh.
And a loaf of bread and a gallon of gasoline, it's not even a gallon, it's a liter. A liter of gasoline will cost you $4 a liter.
Yeah, but that's because it's closer to what it really costs. You know, here we're getting an artificially low price.
How is it artificial?
Because that's not what it really costs in the rest of the world. I mean, where do you think the money is going?
Tell me, why are we taking all the oil from Alaska and shipping it to France?
Well, I can't explain why we do things like that.
That's absurd.
We have crazy reasons for doing all kinds of weird
things. And the oil that we're getting from the ARADs ain't artificially inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
It's not artificially inflated. It's artificially deflated, I think.
deflated.
Yeah.
Why is it artificially deflated?
Well, I mean, it's deflated in terms of what the rest of the world winds up paying, because everywhere else in the world, except, of course, for countries that have oil in the first place, it's incredibly expensive. Even Canada is much more expensive.
Socialistic market, because you're paying for every scumbag who doesn't feel like working for a living, and I'm out there breaking my balls every day, and I'm paying for these goddamn people who live on their welfare and their food stamps.
I don't think it's that simple.
Oh, it's worse than simple.
I don't think it's that simple. I mean, there are some people that abuse the system, but they're really in the minority.
Let me tell you something. These knuckleheads that are coming from Jersey, coming over to New York, and then they're flying up to freaking Connecticut, they're living off 3 welfare checks a month. They're making more money than I am, hands down.
What people are these?
Every goddamn nigga.
All right. I think the time of the gentleman has expired. Let's give Spiny a call downstairs, see if he's still alive, and how exactly the conditions are. Still minus 13 Celsius. If he answers on the first ring, we know he's out there. If he takes a couple of rings, we know he's got the heat on in the car. Yeah, I'd bet on the ladder there.
Hello?
You weren't really outside now, were you?
Yes, I was.
I don't think so, because it took 3 rings for you to pick up now, didn't it?
Yeah, I told you, the desk is nowhere near the phone.
The general manager won't be pleased.
Oh. Man, my hat just blew off. It is so windy down here.
Uh-huh. How windy is it?
I'll tell you. Now, the lampposts here are like swaying like mad.
Well, Spiny, the lampposts at Stony Brook always sway like mad. It's because they're built in mud.
And aren't squirrels supposed to be hibernating?
Yeah, why? You see some running around?
I saw some before. I was just wondering about that.
Uh-huh. You know, there's a tree right by the building there. And if you shake it in the summertime, you wake up all these birds at night. But I don't think they're there in the wintertime.
Well, I'm not going to go running around shaking trees.
Well, you might want to try it. It might keep you warm, for one thing. And then again, you know, birds might attack you, and that'll keep you warm, too. would you say it's gotten any worse?
Yeah, pretty worse. The phone is starting to crackle up.
The phone is crackling up?
At least mine is. I don't know about yours.
You mean it's physically crackling up, or just the sound?
Popping out.
Uh-huh.
But not in the sense that...
Well, I don't know what phones are rated for, what kind of temperature extremes they can handle. How about the glass of water? How's that doing?
Let's see here. Chunks. We got chunks.
Really? We have ice chunks after 10 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how far do you think it'll be before we have solid ice?
Gosh, I don't know. Is there Mr. Wizard?
Well, it could be. It could be. We can do all kinds of experiments tonight. This is fun.
Oh, okay. What else do you want me to do? There's a mailbox here? There's an ATM machine?
I imagine mailbox doesn't do anything, you know.
Exciting, no. Someone left a bicycle.
Someone left a bicycle there, huh?
Hello?
Wow. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
No.
You can't hear me? Obviously, you can hear me. He wouldn't have answered that.
No, I have the radio on, so.
So tell me, what do you think of winter? Do you like this time of year?
No, I love winter.
I think it's especially peaceful, you know, and you can see the stars much better, and the air seems a lot crisper. And you know, even the people seem friendlier, you know? Because we all sort of are sharing in our good fortune. We're all sort of sharing in the warmth of the occasion, of the spirit of the times, as opposed to the coldness outdoors, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I saw like 4 cars go by, no pedestrians yet.
No one's offered to help you?
No. Well, I don't have my emergencies on, so my hazards.
Well, no, I'm talking about you being a person standing outside, obviously suffering.
Yeah.
I mean, even Jim feels a little bit of compassion.
Does he? Are you laughing at me?
No, he's being... He's being beaten up right now. He definitely deserves that.
It's a good thing you got all this commie gear on.
I'm sorry?
I said it's a good thing you lent me all this commie gear, this rusty hat and coat.
Well, doesn't the hat add to it? I mean, it keeps you warm. It definitely keeps you warm, and it's good to wear gloves. Is there any part of you that is not covered up right now?
Well, my face.
Your face. Okay, well, you can...
That's freezing, you
know? With that hat, you can cover up most of your face.
I have my Greek hat underneath it, too.
Well, that's not going to do you anything.
But, it does.
No, the Greek hat is not going to keep you warm at all.
Keeps the Greek warm.
Well, no, it doesn't, because it doesn't get cold in Greece.
Yeah?
No, it doesn't. It just is kind of a stylish statement. That's about all it is.
I want the green hat on because I feel stupid having like a dead animal on my head.
Well, I'm afraid you have to have dead animals on your head when it's this cold because it's the only thing that can possibly keep you warm for extended periods of time. Now, you're welcome to not wear the hat, and we'll see how far you get then. I somehow don't think you'd want to do that. So, anyway, I've been out for a month now. This is a good time for us to catch up as to what's been happening. What's new in your life, Franny?
Not much. I missed you.
We don't get a chance to talk.
We don't.
Enough.
You don't invite me to hang out.
I think, well, this is a good time as any to hang out, just have a casual conversation as to, you know, what's new in the world and what's new with each other.
Oh, it works for you.
You know, I missed these little conversations. I mean, usually you're in the same room as me, but this is just as good as far as I'm concerned. It's, you know, it's nice to be able to just get together and chat on Saturday night. Spiny? Are you okay out there?
Yeah. That, oh, God.
Did you hurt yourself?
No.
All right. What exactly happened?
Nothing. It's just the wind caught me.
Where did the wind deposit you?
What?
Well, did it take you away someplace?
No. It's just it whipped your coat.
Uh huh.
And it just knocked me all kablooey.
It whipped my coat.
It caught me unawares. Ooh.
It didn't rip my coat. It whipped
the
my coat.
The sky looks lovely.
Doesn't it look nice?
That's nice, crisp cloud. Well, crisp? Why are we getting clouds in the middle of this winter?
Well, because there's a blizzard on the way. Now, I don't actually know if there's a blizzard on the way.
Great.
But you know what? Since you weren't nice enough to get me the copy that I needed, I'm going to walk outside right now to get the copy from the news machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you could keep the folks entertained for about maybe 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, but I have 2 hours of my own show. I can't even do it then.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to try. Maybe you could just describe the passing scene, and that'll be good enough for most of us.
Well, hurry, man.
I'll be right back.
Hey.
What?
Can I take a call?
Well, I don't know how you're going to take a call. I can try, but I'm not sure if it's going to work. You want to try?
Sure.
All right, let's give it a shot. You're not going to keep making noises like that, are you?
I'm going to do a little silly dance.
You sound like a car trying to start. All right, let's see if we can get somebody on the line here. Hold on one moment, Spiny.
Sure, beam.
Okay, let's see. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. And you are?
Samantha.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Are you going to put me out with that guy standing out in the cold?
Well, I'm thinking about it. Just tell me what town you're from, and we'll connect you together.
Okay. What?
What town are you from?
Oh, Ridge.
Ridge, all the way out in Ridge. Is it cold out in Ridge tonight?
Freezing.
Freezing, huh? Okay. All right, that's good enough. We're going to connect you to Spiny standing outdoors. Okay, we have, what was it, Samantha?
Yeah.
From Ridge.
Oh, Ridge.
Yeah. So the two of you start talking while I go outside and check the news copy.
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun.
Thank you.
Creep sending me out in the cold.
What?
What was it? The Samantha was the name?
Yeah.
Ridge. Is that near, like, Whiskey Road, I believe?
Yeah, it's right near there.
Great.
Near, like, Middle Island and Quorum and stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Are you outdoors, too?
What?
Are you outdoors?
No, I'm in the warmth of my house.
You should be outdoors. It's neat.
Yeah, it's nice and cold. So you're having fun standing out there?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Are you getting paid for it?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Well, I mean, I don't mind doing it since we here at USB are the highest paid radio on-air personalities of the Long Island tri-state area.
Are you serious?
Why do you think we do it? Think we do it because it's fun? So you're in a loft, eh?
What?
You're in a loft?
I'm in a loft?
Is that what you said?
No, I'm in a house.
I could have sworn you said you were in the loft of your house.
No, I said I'm in the warmth of my house.
Warmth? Okay, my ears are freezing.
Oh, my God, it's so cold.
Oh, like I'm supposed to pity you.
Yes, it's cold. The heat's not working.
Oh, okay, then. I guess it gets colder out in the Ridge because it's at the... Someone just went by. At the end of the island, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's colder because it's, like, you know, out further towards the water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's freezing out here. I guess it's, like, those ocean breezes or whatever.
Could you have, like, a keep warm tip for the folks?
A keep warm tip
yeah.
For the folks? I haven't decided that yet. Bundle up the clothing, because that's what I'm doing right now. I got, like, 3 shirts on, a pair of pants. I bet you're nice and warm out there, huh?
Uh-huh. Harry?
I'm back, by the way.
Okay.
I'm listening to this little conversation here.
We're having fun.
Much, Oh, listen to this. There's an earthquake in Pennsylvania.
Cool.
Oh. And we thought we were suffering here.
Wow, someone put a Beastie Boys sticker on the phone.
Cool.
Wow. Listen
cool,
to this. Do
you like the Beastie Boys?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. What else do we have here? Some writing I can't even understand. Hieroglyphics.
Probably a tag.
Yeah, tag. Tag. And a Lollapalooza sticker.
Okay.
Well, certainly,
it's
you're certainly drawing a vivid picture for us as to what's going on outdoors. Spiny...
That's why I call it ice out here. We've got brown ice. We've got that yellow ice that's so popular. We got the white ice.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite a scene.
Can you bring some ice back with you when
got a cup full of ice.
Now, wait. Is the ice, is it an ice-filled cup?
Yeah, move it. But,
it's just too bad we're not all outside to see that beautiful sight.
Well, of course, anybody can join Spiny.
And believe me, Eric, I wish you were here.
Well, it's too bad that somebody has to stay in the station and watch the controls. Otherwise, yes, I'd be right out there with you.
Someone has to man the station?
That's right.
So why are you there?
That's not funny, and I could change the combination of the door. Did you realize
that? Oh, that was mean. That was low.
That was but I guess people, when they're outside for long periods of time, they sort of get overly sensitive.
They get giddy.
Begin to insult people. And it's interesting, if there are any psychologists out there, this might be a good opportunity to study the subject here and see how somebody loses their mental grasp as time goes by.
Well, you just won't really have one up on yet, will you?
Now, let me tell people about the earthquake. This is important.
Go ahead, man.
All right. This is actually a bulletin that came across at about 10 o'clock. Two tremors classified by the government as light earthquakes shook southeastern Pennsylvania tonight. An official from the National Earthquake Information Center says the second one was felt as far away as New York City. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Far away as New York City. Boy, that's something. John Minch, a spokesman for the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado, said the first trembler, whatever they call those things, with a magnitude of 4.0 on the Richter scale, hit at 7:43 p.m. He said the second, which measured 4.6, hit at 8:49 p.m. Probably shook pretty violently for 10 or so seconds, he said. He added that you'd really have to be there to feel it. Both quakes were classified as light. The earthquake that damaged the San Francisco area in October 1989 measured 7.1 on the scale. The quake's epicenter was near Wyomissing Hills, a community west of Redding. And that's everything we have on that situation.
Huh.
But you couldn't care less, could you?
Nope.
No.
Yo, Eric, do you think you can put me on teleconference?
Well, I can... Actually, I've already sort of put you on a teleconference, and I can't take you out of a teleconference, put you on another teleconference, unfortunately. The system doesn't allow for that. Yeah.
Well, can you hang up on the guy standing out in the cold?
No, I couldn't do that. That wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be the right thing to do. So... Well, don't cry. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. It's just the nature of the system.
Back.
I'm sorry?
Hang up and then call back.
Now, can you tell us how the ice is doing in the cup?
I can't see. I got that flap down, and I can't see a damn thing.
You can't even see?
Oh, there it is.
All right, how's it look?
Just sit there, man.
Is it still water?
No, it's ice, I think.
Well, you can stick your finger in it. Take the glove off and stick your bare finger in the water and see if it's...
Not coming off. Holy, it is ice.
Is it ice all the way through?
Are we able to do that? No, it wasn't.
It wasn't completely ice?
I'll just put it back there for a couple minutes.
Tell us how far it was towards being real ice.
Yeah, on the way. Fooled me, eh?
Well, what, you break it?
Huh?
Did you break it?
Did it break it? Yeah.
So you have to start all over again now, don't you?
Basically.
Yeah, oh well.
No, I was on the Polish-Russian border. And we got they call it the wind that comes down. They call it the Siberian sneeze.
The Siberian sneeze, yes.
Oh, they're going to public safety. Bye.
They're university police to you.
Oh, are they now?
Yes, they are. They've officially changed their name.
Excuse me.
Yes. Samantha, should I let you go?
I want to go on teleconference.
Well, I know you want to go on teleconference, but I can't do that because you're already part of this call, you see. There's no way I can do that.
So can I, hang up and call back?
Yeah, you can do that, sure.
Am I going to get through?
Well, you have as good a shot as anybody.
Are you going to hang up on the guy at the cold, though?
Not yet.
Oh, no, I can't do that. That's not allowed right now.
All right, when are you going to hang up?
When he either cannot communicate anymore or when the water turns to ice.
close is the water turning to ice?
It's pretty close. It's getting there. What do you think, Spiny? You think in another 5 minutes we'll have ice?
Sure. I've just been sucked.
You've just been what?
Some guy just drove by and waved out his window. Hey, Spiny!
Really?
Yeah.
So we have listeners out there that are driving around looking at USB DJs standing out in the cold. That's what radio is all about, my friends. Okay. I'm going to let Samantha go. Hold on. Okay, and you should still be there now, right? Are you there? I think he's playing with me.
Yeah, I'm just
okay. Samantha, say hello. Say hello, Samantha. Hello. Okay, she's not there. We successfully hung up on her. All right, let's hear about the weather. Forecasts say the central and eastern United States won't be getting much relief from freezing temperatures anytime soon. The Arctic air mass appears to be stationary, and forecasters expect snow to fall in some areas across the Great Lakes and the Northeast. Temperatures hit zero as far south as Kentucky, as a river of North Pole air flowed across much of the nation east of the Rockies. The Weather Service calls it the coldest air mass to invade the United States since December of what year, Spiny? 1902.
Yeah.
No, 1989.
Right.
Yeah, I think you might be exaggerating this a bit, you know, just because you're outside. The uniform of the day from the northern plains to the northeast was clothes, and more clothes. This is what we pay good money to the Associated Press for, to come up with statements like that. Homeless shelters scrambled to provide extra beds and meals. New York City agencies reported shelters were filled to near capacity. Philadelphia's Code Blue emergency rule was in effect, allowing city workers to legally force people into shelters. Now, Spiny...
I'm pulling a blue here.
Yeah, I we forgot about the other part of all this. You brought the kitten with you, right, that we were going to put outside?
Right.
Okay, and I assume it's been outside the whole time because that was part of what you were supposed to do. And we also have the snake.
Hold on.
You got the snake out there, too, I hope.
Both seem pretty lethargic.
Okay, well, now, the interesting reason why we chose a kitten and a snake, they say that young people and young animals are particularly susceptible, and snakes are a different kind of animal. Now, kittens would be warm-blooded, and snakes would be cold-blooded. Now, cold-blooded animals, as I'm sure most of you know, are particularly, they adapt well to cold weather, hence the term cold-blooded. Because
the snake is coiled up, and it looks like it's dormant, but not like in pain or anything.
Uh-huh. Well, what you might want to do is take a part of the snake and see if you can snap it. And if it snaps, that means that he's gone into hibernation mode.
Okay.
Except for the part that...
the kitten, because the kitten's, like, shivering, and it looks like it's in a stupor.
Uh-huh. Is it sitting, lying down, or is it stretched out on its back?
It's sitting on its rump, but with its four legs... kind of out.
Is it staring at you with kind of a plaintive look?
It's staring, but not at me.
It's not. Okay, so maybe it's going into hypothermia or something like that.
Yeah, you want to hold on?
This is this is a night of science. This is great. Yes, go ahead.
Keep the folks entertained.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not entertainment, folks. It's education. This is all about education. And that's what we're here for. Okay, we're looking for a weather forecast, too, so that we can confirm the things that we're telling you right now. We have a weather forecast for Binghamton. We have a weather forecast for Vermont. We have information on the earthquake in Pennsylvania. We don't have anything of interest.
All right, I got the snake.
Okay. How's the snake doing?
Oh, hold on. You know, well, this. That's the snake.
That was the sound of this. Okay, that's. I think the snake is pretty much done then. I don't think there's much more that can happen after a sound like that.
Snake.
All right.
Let me tell you about my snake, man.
All right. Well, you seem to be still mentally alert. Doesn't seem to be having much of an effect on you that way. How are your extremities?
All right, the toes are starting to go.
Toes are starting to go, huh?
What?
Your toes are starting to go, you say?
Yeah, but mentally, you know, I feel...
The wind catching you again, I suppose.
Hello?
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is all coming to you live from outdoors.
One of us, yeah. It's amazing how, like, you think the freezing would, like, stop the phlegm.
Uh-huh.
But it just gushes out when it's cold, doesn't it?
I suppose it does.
It just pours right out.
Well, you know, your body temperature inside is still fairly warm.
No.
Okay, we have some update on the Metro Freeze, as they're calling it. Okay, here we go. The Arctic air blanketing the metropolitan area is leaving New Yorkers out in the cold. And you are one of them. You're definitely one of the people out in the cold. With face masks and double layers of long johns. How are your long johns, by the way, Spiny?
Huh?
How are your long johns?
No, I wear boxers, man.
You don't have... Well, you're not going to last very long, then. Many are trying to brave the blast of frigid air that iced up the Hudson River shoreline. You see, the Hudson River shoreline got iced up, so why not the Long Island Sound? Do you know anything about that, Spiny? Does the Long Island Sound freeze?
Yeah, I hear people walk to Connecticut to get double the welfare.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I heard rumors about that, too. Okay, this cold air has also sent homeless people into shelters and subways. And
they call that a cold brew.
Yeah, they turn sidewalks into mini-glaciers. Mini-glaciers. The National Weather Service says today's temperatures are supposed to hover around 10 degrees with a wind chill factor that might make it feel even colder. I think they're joking with us there. Of course, a wind chill factor is going to make it feel colder.
I agree.
Yeah. So, how are New Yorkers getting around the city in this bitter weather? In layers. Lots and lots of layers. There's that AP writing for you again.
You know what I just realized there?
What's that?
That there's a security guard on campus that has to stay outdoors.
Oh, you mean the poor guy in the what do you call it thing?
Yeah, the thingy.
In the booth there. Yeah, you know, that's horrible.
Does he have a phone, do you think?
No, there's no phone in there. And I'm sure there's no heat. Well, you know what I believe? He's probably sitting in his car. They sometimes sit in their car and they just sort of come out when cars come by.
Yeah, the gas that we pay for.
Even so, people should probably bring him like a...
Hot cup of cocoa.
Bring a pitcher of hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah, come by and pick it up later on in the day. And,
you can take another call?
Yeah, I might do that. Let me finish this important story here because people do want to hear what's going on outside. You know.
Yeah, sure.
All right. And try not to shiver so loudly, please.
Really?
You're shivering.
You talk. I'm going to do the dance. Bye.
Do the dance. Well, you're not going to hang up, are you?
I'm just going to put the phone down and dance.
Oh, yeah, you dance.
Bye.
Go ahead and dance. See if you can hear him dancing. Yeah, that's him dancing, all right. Wow, listen to that. Okay. Listen to the wind. Wow. One Mount Vernon woman was bundled up with a normal underwear, duofold long johns, a turtleneck, a second pair of long johns, a sweatshirt, sweatpants, a two-ply windbreaker, and a 20-year-old fake fur jacket. Wait a minute. How did they know this? The reports on what people are wearing, this is really like Orwellian, isn't it? But that wasn't all. She wore two scarves, a beret, earmuffs, gloves, and boots. Like, I really care what somebody in Mount Vernon is wearing. For others, particularly the homeless, it was just too cold. The city reported that 6,344 people slept in its shelters Friday night. Luckily, there have been no deaths or injuries reported because of the weather. All right, and still looking for a local forecast here. And we're still failing to find it. We have one for... Oh, here we go. Here we go. New Jersey and Long Island. For some reason, they've lumped us into to Long Island here. There's a special weather statement. Special weather statement. And the weather statement is icy roads. Icy roads is the special weather statement for tonight. Wow. Very icy roads in wake of snow squalls. Snow squalls, yes. Numerous accidents have been reported in areas through which snow squalls passed earlier this evening. The squall which moved across north... I love that word. Squall, which... hey, Spiny? Spiny, you out there?
Yeah.
Are there any...
Just feeding a snow squall.
A snow squall. Okay, are there any snow squalls going through there?
Oh, I thought you were saying squirrel.
No.
What the hell is a snow squall?
It's kind of like an angry snowstorm.
All right, yeah, we got a big one then.
Just snow blowing around every which way. Okay, well, the squall which moved across northern New Jersey and New York City between 9 and 10 p.m. seems to have caused the worst problems, particularly in Essex and Union counties of New Jersey. The air is so cold. The air is so cold that once the snow hit the ground,
the friction caused by automobile tires melted the snow, which quickly refroze into a thin layer of ice. That's funny. Drivers are urged to use extreme caution during and after any snow showers or squalls. So be careful out there. It's not really a weather forecast, but it's a weather statement. Still looking for that magical weather forecast. All right.
Come on, take a call.
All right, I'll take a call. I'm just almost finished with this scan here.
Because I got to go in.
Well, how's the ice doing?
I don't know the ice on my strip. Oh, man, my... my extremities are gone.
Well, you seem to be losing some mental facilities, too.
What?
Or mental faculties, or what have you.
Whoa!
Yeah, whenever I say mental faculties, Wiener has to pop in with something like that. Can you check the ice for us?
Yeah, I'll bring it in for you, man.
Well, is it ice?
Yeah, whatever.
No, we don't want water.
We want ice.
Solid ice here.
Ice, baby.
Yeah. You want me to take a call?
Sure, go ahead, dude.
All right, hold on. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
Sweet, just on me.
Okay, you want to be paired in with Spiny, who's standing outside?
What?
Do you want to be paired together with Spiny, who is standing outside?
No.
Okay, we'll just leave him out there a little longer. What's on your mind?
Oh, I saw a movie, Schindler's List, last night.
You did, too?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your opinion of that?
I agree with the guy who called before. I mean, there should have been more violence.
Should have been more violence.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't really know where you fit it in.
There's a lot of violence, but you sort of got a feel for, like, what concentration camps were like.
Uh-huh.
But... just showed mostly just like pointless violence. They should have showed more of the.
You mean like the subtle mind games that were played with people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like when Aim and Gelf went on the balcony and just shot people.
Yeah. You know, that was interesting when he was shooting people more or less at random. You notice the people around him, around the person that would get shot, just kind of tried to keep doing whatever it was they were doing.
Much faster right after it happened.
Yeah.
It was mostly people that were just standing around that got shot.
Uh-huh.
Like one person was tying their shoe.
Right.
One more.
Right, yeah. If you stop working, you would get shot.
Yep.
And there were all kinds of things like that, all kinds of mental games that were being played with people. Like the time when somebody was about to be shot and the gun just wasn't working.
Yeah. They,
and they treated him like he wasn't even standing there. You know, they were trying to figure out, it was like a Monty Python sketch almost.
See, in the background,
uh-huh.
In the background, like people were running by.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what they were doing, but while they were trying to shoot the gun, people were running by in the background.
That's true. Yes. It's quite a film. It does stick with you. I do recommend seeing it. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Can I get into a teleconference?
I put you sort of with the same person. Tonight's not a good night for teleconferencing, you know, because we have a special remote person out there. That's the only problem with that. And plus, it doesn't seem to be working as well as it used to. But We can try it some other time.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Let's see how Spiny is doing. Spiny, you still out there? Spiny, wake up. Uh-oh. I don't know where he is. We can hear what it sounds like out there.
Hello?
Where were you?
No, I was running around doing the dance.
Doing the dance. Well, you'll be happy to know that it's gone down another degree. It's now minus 14. And that makes it 7 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale.
Yes, sir, I'm going in.
7, is it solid ice now?
Yeah, I'm just going to put the phone down. Keep it on.
You want to just put the phone down?
Yeah, don't hang up.
Okay, we'll keep the phone the phone there. All right, and he's on his way out, or back here. Well, isn't that? And he's going to be bringing in a cup of solid ice. At least I sure hope it's a cup of solid ice, or they certainly won't be pleased. Wow. No weather forecast. Can you believe that? No weather forecast on a night like this? I don't know what's going on out there. Okay, let's take some more phone calls. 632-6901, this is Brain Damage. Good morning, you're on.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, this is Tom Peterson's sister.
Again, I know it's your name, but we have to shy away from using last names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Only because, you know, we don't want people, you know, being identified that don't want to be identified.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And in your case, I think it would go double. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
You're such a fag.
Good morning.
morning. Is this Weather Central?
This is Weather Central?
Yes.
Okay. Where is Weather Central, anyway?
I thought you were in. I was looking to get some information on the airports, in particular MacArthur, the flights departing on time for the Virgin Islands and places to the south of here.
Well, you know, does MacArthur Airport have airplanes leaving in the middle of the night?
They do. I don't know about this hour, but I know that some of the airports have had icing on the wings, but I just hope that they're departing on time for the places like that, the Virgin Islands and whatnot.
Well, they've had icing on the wings, on the tails, on the front of the plane, inside the plane, everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I had to fly somewhere, I wouldn't, because there's too much that could go wrong.
Earlier in the weekend, they were showing on the news some of the airports, and people were just being out of town for the weekend, Florida and different places.
Well, you see, that's just like certain people who do that. You know, when the going gets tough...
Sure.
No, wait a minute, there's something wrong with that saying. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
You know,
No. When the going gets tough, the tough stay put. That's what the saying should be, because we're tough people and we're staying put. And it's all the wimps that are going, right?
I'd alert your listeners, though, that, you know, streaking has been making a comeback, but this is not the night to do it.
Well, I don't think it is, but then again, you know, our listeners are not exactly, you know, as trendy people.
Especially if the blood alcohol is a little higher.
Yeah.
It freezes faster.
You know, I see people, when I'm walking in the city, I see people jogging and they're wearing shorts in weather like this. Now, explain that to me. I don't care how much you jog. That must be very, very cold. That must be very uncomfortable.
I guess whatever turns you on.
Yeah, well, they didn't look like they were very turned on. It looked like they were suffering and being turned off very quickly.
Well, I noticed now, too, with the polar bear clubs, they get more ambulances out there every time they go out into the water, too.
Yeah, you know, they had to cancel that, what is that, Greek Orthodox ceremony where they jump into the water and get across? Because the water was frozen.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it would have been too easy. It would have been just sort of like an ice hockey team running across the bay there to get the...
But on a serious note, too, when some of these bays freeze over, kids tend to want to walk across it. That's a no-no.
No, it's definitely not a good idea to do. Because
you have eddies, which are channels of warmer water in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And while the ice looks solid all the way across, you can hit one of these particular channels, and once you go in, you're finished very quickly.
That's true, yes. Definitely true. So don't walk on water that looks like it's frozen, because it may not be frozen.
At least salt water, because, you know, the lakes and ponds will give you better ice, but that salt water is moving all the time underneath and everything.
And you can ice skate on your front lawn now. It's not really like you need a pond anyway. Solid ice everywhere you go.
That's true. You can fall anywhere.
Yeah.
Even on your front step.
That's right. That's right. So why go far away to do something like that when you can do it right here?
Right at home.
Spiny's back, and Spiny, that hat becomes you. Let's see the water.
That's
earthquake.
Oh, that's
solid. That's solid ice. I'm trying to take a look at this.
I haven't seen anything that on the earthquake yet. That's supposedly true?
I'm holding it upside down. Yes, it's solid ice in the cup here, and it became solid ice very quickly. Spiny, you have done your job almost admirably.
You know what that favor is that you're going to do for me?
Well, I don't see why I have to do a favor. I didn't assign you this job here. All right, caller, is there anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was trying to find out about that earthquake. Is that a true story?
Yes, it is a true story. There was an earthquake in southeastern Pennsylvania, but apparently nobody was hurt and there was no damage, and it's kind of an old story even now.
And the point of origin was inland. It wasn't in the ocean, so we're not going to get a tidal wave of ice.
I don't think we'll get a tidal wave of ice this time. No, we lucked out.
Well, maybe we'll get a tidal wave of heat one of these days.
Well, it's possible, but... we got to enjoy this while we can, because...
Let you move along, then. Thank
all right.
you very much. And
thanks
I hope
for
you
going.
Can find out on those airport flights for me.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes peeled.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, Spiny, you're back.
Yeah.
No, you're back. There's something wrong with your back.
Yeah, my car won't start.
Ah.
My car's dead.
You mean you were out there all this time, and now your car won't start?
Uh-huh.
You mean it's outside where you were standing?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's something. That definitely adds to the psychological aspect of the
Here you go.
Oh, wow, solid bottle of Coke.
They call that a Slurpee in some places.
I'm going to drop this. Let's hear what this sounds like. Wow. That's pretty... Listen to the reverberation. That's heavy.
You got a popping paper.
Isn't that something?
Open it up. Let's see if there's any gas.
I'm not going to open that. If you want to open that, you open it all the way over on the other side of the room, but and aim it away from me, if you please. It's sticky, too. Well, we got it. We got gas. We got gas. Wait, come back here. Oh, my God. It's rising. Evacuate! There you go.
It's safe.
I turned it off. Put the pin.
What do you mean you turned it off? You can't turn it off. It's going to blow.
Get it out of here, man. Bam! Get out of here.
It's like a blow.
Get out of here. Out the window. Lunatic. Bring a full bottle of Coke in here. You don't know what it's been through. You don't know. You don't know what kind of traumatic thing that 2-liter bottle has been through. Wow. I haven't been that scared in years.
Like funny chicken with bottle rockets during the 4th of July.
Okay, I got another pair of pants in the other room. Can you, throw this in, please?
Yeah.
Oh. That was a moment of drama out there. Let's see how our phone is doing outside.
China will launch investment and trade reforms next year.
Still pretty windy out there. Oh, listen to that. Pinch Jim inside.
That must have been a snow quail.
Yeah.
Snow. Let me
squall.
See the word. Where is it? It's
Yeah, it's there somewhere. Well, it's 1:30 straight up.
On the rocks.
I'll tell you, it's cold weather out there. Boy. That really was scary. I don't know if I appreciate that.
Appreciate what?
I had a bottle of Coke explode on me once, so I have kind of a childhood trauma.
Hmm.
But, well, actually, it was Pepsi, but, you know, it's the same basic thing. All right, well, it's cold outside, it's freezing outside, it's crazy outside, but there's some things that just can't be preempted, and one of them is, of course, our weekly feature. Yes, it's time for Confuse the Operator once again, where we reach out and we gently play with technology and with the phone company's finest. And it's different because last time we were here, the phone company was called New York Telephone, and now they're called 9X. They've changed their name, but not the service they provide. And so, while we may be halfway there, we're not really there. So, how can we confuse an operator tonight? Well, when you have a new name for a phone company, you can do all kinds of neat things. So, let's see just how confusing it really can get. And let's call up our nice information operator, see how they answer the phone.
Ninex.
Boy.
What town, please?
Yes, hi. I'm looking for New York Telephone.
Yes, how can I help you?
Oh, I thought this was 9X.
9X and New York Telephone, so what's the difference?
Well, gosh, I don't know. What is the difference?
It's the same thing. They just changed the New York Telephone to 9X.
I'm awfully confused. I thought 9X existed before.
Well, it's going to officially, we're not going to say New York Telephone anymore. Everything is going to, see, before you're saying New York Telephone, a 9X company. Now it's going to read 9X. No more New York Telephone.
I see.
It just happened after AT&T and New York Telephone split.
Okay. Well, maybe you could help me. I'm trying to find out what 9X stands for. Do you know what it stands for, what the letter
stands for?
Yeah.
What, do you want to know what 9X stands for, sir?
Yes, I'd just like to know what the letters stand for.
NYNEX?
Yeah, it just seems kind of like a strange name, doesn't it?
All right, so you know what? I'm going to give you the supervisor because we're busy here. She can explain it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. We'll see. We'll see. It is a strange name, isn't it? I'm entitled to know. I paid bills.
I think it was an accident.
Yeah, what does the X stand for?
Xavier.
The only words I know are...
Good morning, 9X Devices. May I help you?
Yes, hi. Operator, I just had a question, and I was trying to figure out the answer to it. As far as the phone company is now called 9X. It's not called New York Telephone anymore, is that correct?
I'm sorry, what is it?
The phone company changed its name?
To 9X.
Right, so it's now 9X. It's no longer New York Telephone.
No.
Okay, and I was wondering what the word 9X means.
New York, New England.
Okay, but that where does the X come from?
I don't know.
Okay, so do you know if anybody there knows?
Pardon?
Would anybody there know?
No, all I know, I don't know what the X is, but I know it's New York, New England Telephone.
Okay, but that would be like 9net, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the X is for.
Do you think it might be like a typo or something?
Pardon?
Could it be like a typo or something that just
really
never got
know.
Corrected? All right. Well, thanks for your help anyway.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess that pretty much concludes. I mean, she'll be thinking about that for quite some time. What does the X stand for? We don't know. She doesn't know. Nobody knows. And that's kind of the nature of business, isn't it? I have a confession to make. I know what the X stands for, but I'm not going to tell you, because I expect somebody else to figure this out. Fair enough, isn't it?
You really do?
Yeah, I know what it stands for, because I paid attention back when 9X was created, back in... when?
78?
Nope.
Later.
Yep.
80.
Nope.
4.
Right. 1984, when the phone company was split up. And
see that number again, 1984?
So if people would like to earn my respect, they can do a little research. Go back to 1984 and find out what it was they called the phone company back then. Now, we also have a special treat for people now. First of all, let's see how the outdoors is doing. It's pretty windy out there. This is like our dedicated line to the outdoors.
I'm waiting for some person to come by and... sees that line. I mean, it's a telephone just waiting to be spoken into.
Well, yeah, except they're going to have to hang on pretty long before we actually go to the phone, since we're only stopping in every 10 minutes.
But wouldn't we be surprised?
We certainly would be, but I don't think the person there would find it worthwhile, even if he did get a thrill out of talking on the radio, especially since he can just call 632-6901 and talk to us anyway. And yes, we'll be getting back to the phones in just a moment. But first, I'd like to share something else with people. Telephone related. This is a special phone number that is just started being used. Listen to this. Now, what does that mean? What does that tone mean?
English ambulance.
Boy. All right, wait, I have to hang up and start all over again. We have our outdoor phone still? Yes, we do. Okay, let's try again. All right, and then we dial that. Hope it works this time.
Me too.
Here we go. All right, what's happening here? You know, I think maybe the phone system doesn't work anymore up here. I'm dialing a number, it's just not going through.
I knew it was that the whole 9X thing was evil.
All right, well, this is what I'm going to do then. I'm going to actually...
extension.
We have to figure out another way around this. Wow. That's what I'm going to do.
Routing.
You have to route the call special-like. Because our phone system is incapable of routing itself. It must be helped along. So that's what we're going to do. And that is what we have done. So listen to this. Oh, I love that already. Well, they should have picked up by now.
It's cold.
You think because it's cold, it's not going to pick up? No, I'm going to drop this. Excuse me? I mean, I can't do that. All right, let's do this then.
It's outdoors.
That's still ringing. Okay, we'll just hang up on it. How's that? Okay. There's our outdoor phone. Now we're going to do this all over again, except we're going to try a different number, and hopefully that one will pick up.
This is interesting, by the way.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Taking a lot of excess time here, but it is interesting, isn't it? We all know that. Here we go.
I love that.
Oh, that's great.
Welcome to the 9X voice messaging service. If you wish to leave a message for the person you called, please enter their 7-digit telephone number now.
That's how it works.
If you have a mailbox on the system and wish to access it, please press pound.
Okay, let's enter a phone number. Did she say press pound?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you pressed.
Right, press.
Please try again. For some helpful information, press 0.
Let's get
Welcome to the 9X voice messaging service. If you wish to leave a message for the person you called, please enter their 7-digit telephone number now.
Let's press 0.
If you have a mailbox on the system and wish to access it, please press pound.
Let's press 0 and get some helpful information.
If you have a mailbox on the service, dial pound or star. If you want to leave a message for someone, dial the number again. If you're not calling from a touchtone telephone, please hang up and try your call again later.
Well,
welcome to the 9X voice messaging.
Didn't she say the exact same thing that person said?
If you leave a message for the person you called, please enter their 7-digit telephone number now.
Yeah.
If you have a mailbox on the system and wish to access it, please press pound.
Let's press pound.
Please dial your mailbox number.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's try this.
Don't understand what you dialed. Please try again.
What do you mean you don't understand what I dialed?
Please dial your mailbox number.
All right, I'll dial the number I just dialed. How's that?
Sorry, but I don't understand what you dialed. Please try again. Please dial your mailbox number.
Ah, okay. This is getting kind of hard to do here.
Sorry you were having trouble.
Yeah, me too.
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Well, you're not going to hang... It hung up. It hung up on me. Can you believe it did that? Well, anyway, that's a 9X voicemail system, and what that does, that allows you to use your actual home... I don't want you.
Yes.
No. Okay. Let's go back to outdoors. There we go. That allows you to use your home telephone allows you to attach their voicemail system to your home phone number so that when nobody's home, instead of going to an answering machine, it goes to their service, and you can pick up your messages just like you would on your answering machine. Of course, you have to pay them for this service and pay them through the nose, but anybody can get you messages too if they figure out how to use the system. And as you just heard, people without touch-tone phones can't even leave you a message. It's not really all that nice.
And it's big bucks, right?
From what I hear, it's big bucks. I heard you have to pay for every message that you get. That's what I heard.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have to pay to call to get the message.
I think I remember their commercials for this, too. They were knocking, like, answering machines.
Yeah, they were knocking answering machines.
Trying to make it humorous, like...
Answering machines can fall and hit you on the head. And, all kinds of other things like that. They can spark and cause a fire in your house. Oh, yeah. It's all true. It's all documented.
They cause crib
Listen
death
to too. That wind. Listen to that wind. That's something. All right. Let's get back to the phone calls. Here on Brain Damage. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What do you think of the cold?
Oh, I like the cold.
You like the cold?
Kind of. Like,
oh.
I know. It's party.
Jim agrees with you.
Girl who called before saying that going away to Chicago.
Jim, I think a little more dignity is in order.
Whoopee!
That's better. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
A little more dignity is in order.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling Jim that a little more dignity is in order.
Jim.
Whoopee! Jim. I'm sorry.
Heard him.
I'm sorry. He's out of control now. He's out of control.
Well, I was at this party before with that girl who's moving to Chicago.
Yeah, she's moving to Chicago. What do you think about that?
I think that's too bad.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Really nice.
I mean, it's too bad when people's parents get transferred to places.
My friend, he's here
now,
and he's going out with her friend. He just started going out with her tonight at her party. Isn't that nice?
That's nice. Wait, he started going out with her friend or with her?
Matt, remember? She was talking about a kid, Matt.
Yeah.
And he's here right now.
Boy, it's amazing how we all know each other, isn't it?
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, all my listeners know each other. I don't know any of my listeners, but that's the way it should be, you know?
A radio show host
should be kind of distanced from all this, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It should
be enigmatic character.
Yeah,
hello?
That's the way it should be. Yes, how are you?
Hey. And, I don't know. We're just, hanging out right now.
Uh-huh. Hanging out in front of the fire, right?
Huh?
You got a fire going?
We don't have a fire.
Well, why don't you start a fire?
We're in a house.
Yeah? You've never started a fire in a house?
Oh, I'll get in trouble.
Well, what do you think fireplaces are for?
Oh, fireplace.
I didn't mean start a bonfire in the middle of the living room, did I?
Yeah, I thought you were like set the rug on fire.
No.
I like you a lot better than that.
Well, I like me a lot better than that, too. but that's only a personal thing.
You're a lot nicer.
Well, you know, I try to be nice. But Matt's nice, too.
You have to
get on Matt's good side, you know?
I was telling him how it was rude because he always hung up on people if he disagreed with them.
Uh-huh.
And he hung up on me. He's like, okay, goodbye then.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was really mean of him.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He has an interesting way of showing affection.
Yeah, well, to get back to the cold conversation, because, tonight I was, inside of a house, and I, got really hot, because, everyone was being really active and stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, and the cold was, so much more relaxing. It was, but being out in the cold for a long time started to hurt, kind of.
Uh-huh.
It felt good to go out into the cold after, being in the hot room with, a million people.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it's quite a contrast. But, you know, it's good because you don't have to use a refrigerator anymore. You can just sort of throw everything out into the backyard.
I know. You can just, put things in the garage or something.
Yeah, it's great, you know, and you just have to worry about... Hey, my shampoo froze.
Yeah.
No, my shampoo... It really did. It froze in my bathroom. Yeah, because my bathroom, for some reason, gets very, very cold. And I knew something was wrong because my shampoo was green, right? But it's supposed to be green, but now it's white. And I knew it wasn't white when I bought it, so I said, something is definitely wrong here. Either there's some sort of a fungus growing in that thing or something's really, you know, wrong with the world. And, of course, it was freezing. That's the reason. It was ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it loses its effectiveness when it's ice. Really does. It comes out in chunks, and you can't do anything with it.
Yeah. Wait, can you talk to Matt now, the person who the girl was talking about before?
Well, I'd be happy to talk to him if he wants to talk to me.
Okay, he really wants to talk to you.
Okay, well, then there shouldn't be a problem, should there?
Okay, I just wanted to say hello to... Nora and Carol and Yanni and Bean and Lee and Jess and Charlesy and here's my friend Matt.
Okay.
Eric.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, I love the cold.
You do?
Yeah, because...
A kindred spirit.
Yeah, because in the summer, when it's really hot and you go to sleep, you get too hot.
Uh-huh.
And then you try and... You try and get cold, but you can't.
Right.
And in the winter, it's so awesome because you can get all nice and cozy.
Right. Well, you know, I like the hot, too. Wait a minute.
Wait.
You can't say that, can you? Hold on. Wait. What should I be saying? I like the, what, heat?
Yeah.
I like the heat. Wait a minute. Oh, there's something different here because it's hot outside, but you can't like the hot, but it's cold outside, but you can like the cold. Why is that?
I don't know.
I got a Seinfeld routine at last. Why is that? That's funny.
I don't know. You should ask someone like Euclid or somebody like that.
Yeah.
But no, you get too hot and you take all your clothes off.
Uh-huh.
And then you get too cold, but you put on one cover, but then you're too hot again and you can never get right in the middle in the summer. But in the winter, you can always get nice and cozy and warm.
That's true. You can.
I love the winter.
Yeah, the winter is amazing.
Yeah. I wonder who invented it.
I don't know, but this is the best. I mean, have you seen a winter like this ever around here?
No way. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Last winter sucked compared to this winter.
Yeah. Except for the blizzard, which I missed.
Blizzard, oh, man, you missed
it. I was in California, and it was a blizzard, and I was very upset.
I had pneumonia or flu or something like that for the blizzard.
But, I mean, this is incredible. There is a coating of snow on the ground. It's been here for weeks. It's going to remain for weeks. That's what winter is all about. That's what it should be about.
I love the winter.
Yeah. It's great.
Aren't we supposed to get another snowstorm?
I hope so. I hope it just keeps happening until March.
Oh, man. Wouldn't it be cool if it just snowed all week and we all got, and you got snowed in at the station and you had to keep on doing brain damage all week?
You see, we've done things like this. I remember many years ago we would have snowstorms where we would be stranded here and we'd be forced to do things and play all the old records and stuff like that. And, you know, it would be very nice. We'd all sort of get along with each other until a few hours passed, and then we'd all get on each other's nerves. But that was a part of the whole magical spirit.
Oh, is Jim Wiener still there?
Jim? Jim?
Oh,
there he is.
I love Jim Wiener.
There he is. He's making all kinds of strange noises tonight.
I love it. And I love you, too, but Matt's kind of annoying sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I used to be on Matt's good side, but then I started talking about Nazis.
Well, how long ago were you on his good side?
Summer maybe.
He goes on 6-month cycles. You know how like the moon rotates around the Earth?
Because he told everyone to shove it.
Uh huh. Yeah. It's amazing he's back on the air after telling the to stuff it, not to shove it, to stuff it.
Stuff it.
Yeah, that was incredible. I could not believe that. That was
like 3 years or whatever, 3 weeks, 3 days, three weeks.
Yeah.
3 Saturdays.
Uh huh.
Or Sundays, actually, because it's in the morning.
Right.
Sundays before I was on the good side, and we would always talk about stuff. And then one time, these Nazis were calling in, and all these people, and I got on his bad side somehow, and so he hated me.
That's too bad.
You're
but,
always good.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that seem to like you, because they keep sending their greetings. But it's funny that you have his same name.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You're called Matt, too, right?
We'll send out greetings to me.
I think so. Well, they were sending out greetings to Matt, and they specified that it was not the Matt at this station.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
me. Probably.
So it has to be you.
Party.
Yeah.
And I know those girls.
Uh-huh.
And one of my girlfriends, she's really pretty. I love her so much.
She's not the one moving to Chicago, is she?
No.
Okay, well, you're lucky then.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
All right, well, listen, I might get to some more phone calls, but enjoy the cold. What do you do to enjoy the cold?
Say hi to some people.
Yeah, but we'd like to know what you do to enjoy the weather. Any
what
tips
do you do to enjoy the weather?
Yes.
All right.
You go sleigh riding?
No.
No?
I don't do that. That hurts.
You do donuts in parking lots?
No, I don't. I throw snowballs at cars from high hills.
Well, you know, they've just, I don't know why it wasn't illegal before, but they've just made it illegal to throw objects from bridges onto the windshield of cars and kill people. Apparently that was legal before, but now they've come up with a new law to make it illegal. So keep that in mind.
Oh, no, here, I'll make this quick. There's this one road by my school. Every day after school, we go up on this big hill by this slaughter tower.
Uh-huh.
And we throw snowballs at cars. And
you say by the slaughter tower?
No, water tower.
Oh, water tower. Okay, I was wondering what I was missing in my town.
Not a slaughter tower. They only... Oh, uh-huh. Another thing, I saw Schindler's List last night.
You did? Well, which show did you go to?
The 10:30 or
wow, 10:30. I was in the same theater as you. That's amazing.
Comac?
What's that?
Go to the Comac one?
Yeah, it's the only place it's playing.
I saw you. Do you have black hair? Brownish, dark.
Sort of like that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did you like it?
I was wearing a dead rabbit on my head.
Dead rabbit?
Yeah.
I had a dead squirrel.
That's what you got to do in weather like this.
Oh, wait.
Where are you going with that dead rabbit?
Did you like Schindler's List?
He's going to check his car. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, I thought it was a very good film. I don't think it was a great film because, I don't know, there were certain things I didn't like. Okay, I'll tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that occasionally it would just lapse into, you'd see people yelling out orders in German. Now, the film was in English. What is the point of seeing people just yelling out in German and not understanding what they're saying? It makes you not like the sound of the language. And that's not a good thing to do. You want to know what these people are saying.
Yeah, well, do you know German?
No, I don't.
Oh, I know German.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because my grandfather, he was a Nazi in World War II.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, I'm kind of proud of that, but I feel bad for some
You're
Jews.
Proud of that? Why would you be proud of that?
Well, I was kind of brought up on the Nazi side of the...
Oh, great. Brought up on a Nazi...
No, I'm not saying I hate Jewish people, but, yeah, I know, I'm friends with a lot of Jewish people. I don't hate Jewish people.
Uh-huh.
But I like the ways of Hitler and stuff. I'm not really. I just like, I think it's cool. I feel bad, kind of. But I think Nazis are pretty cool sometimes.
A few kind of mistakes there, right?
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have tried to take over the world because they got their asses. I mean, butts kicked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, talking about Nazis and stuff, I guess it's okay to say the word ass. But
I thought it was pretty good compared to some other movies about the Holocaust.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some parts just made no sense and had nothing to do with the movie.
Uh-huh.
Like in the beginning.
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know in a film like that it's impossible to feel anything for any one particular character because there are just so many people being affected. You know, you don't really care if this one person makes it out because of the thousands that don't.
That one guy, the guy who ran the camp.
Yeah.
Not Schindler, but the other guy who used to shoot people from his window.
Right.
I feel bad that he got hung at the end. I mean, I don't mean to screw up the whole movie.
Yeah, yes, you're ruining for people, but
anyway.
Why do you feel bad that somebody like that got his just desserts?
The person, you know, he's still, and it's cool how he said Hail Hitler before he got hung. That was his last words. He should have said something like, I love you, Mom, or something like that.
Something like that, or just,
should have said something in German that nobody could understand, and that could be like a twist ending to the whole movie.
He should have said, I'm a space alien, and just left it at that.
Or,
yeah, that would have explained a lot.
I'm a space robot, and I'm a poopy head.
Okay, listen, I want to try to make a couple more calls in
I'm
here.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'd say hi to Nora, and Carol, and Casey Bartholomew, and everybody that, and like Carrie Bainey and all them. Who are listening.
Okay.
And wait. And
make it quick.
It really sucks that you're leaving, but, you know.
Wait a minute, I'm leaving. I'm not leaving.
And,
Oh, that person. Oh, okay.
And I'll probably call back later. So
okay.
I'll see you later.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling. See if we can fit in a few more calls. Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
What's up?
I just have to say that I think this cold weather is awesome.
Yeah? Good. I'm glad people are starting to appreciate it.
Yes, I have the heat on in my hat when my brother blasted, and, I leave the windows open. My mom gets upset.
But,
like, the breeze comes in and everything, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
And it's, I think I find it easier to breathe.
It is, because the air is cleaner, I think.
Yeah. And the sky's clearer and stuff like that.
I think people
are more like, well, the holidays are a little more like, you know, during Christmas, they're like in the holiday spirit, and, you know, everything's just like cozy and stuff.
Right.
It's just really nice. It's peaceful.
I agree.
And in the summer, it's like really hot, and all the bugs are out. And, you know, you sweat a lot, and, you know, you have to, you know, well, where I am, I don't pay for the heat, but, like, you know, for the summer, you have to pay for the air conditioning. It's a lot of money, and it's just really cozy. It's nice. It's, like, cool.
Yeah, I think you touched upon all the good aspects of it. It's also, like you said, very peaceful. You know, the sound of falling snow, I don't think there's anything to compare with that.
Oh, yeah. I love, like, going to the city, like, to the village and walking in the snow, like, with my friends and stuff.
Yeah, that's the best.
Nice.
I was with a bunch of friends on one of the first snowstorms. It was on a Wednesday night, I remember, and we were just walking on 8th Street, and it was just really cool. You know, people were just coming out and taking little short steps. I was in Philadelphia during the ice storm, and that was really incredible because people were walking so incredibly slowly and cautiously, and you literally had people crawling through the streets to get to where they had to go. It was the funniest sight I've ever seen, and it was just kind of a magical moment. We haven't had an ice storm, I think, since 1978.
Wow.
And that certainly brings back memories, and you know, I think we need as many cool events like that as possible.
Yeah, I was in, last year I was in Katona, upstate, and I was at a friend's house, and it didn't snow that much last year, but upstate it snows a lot, and we were snowed in. And what happens with, like, the snow drift, it went straight up the door. You couldn't push the door open. We were stuck.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And we looked out the window. I mean, there was, you know, frost over the window, but the entire car was, like, you know, there was ice and snow. And the next morning when we came out, we couldn't, I mean, even with, like, those picks, we couldn't even take the ice off.
Wow.
It was terrible.
It took people, like, 45 minutes to get the ice off their car last Friday.
Yeah, my dad just took out his car, and he hasn't touched it in a week, and there was ice on it. He couldn't get it off. And he lives in Flushing.
I saw one person, this is really funny, one person driving around the neighborhood, and you know how people would kind of hit the window really hard to get the ice to crack?
Yeah.
It's the only way to get to it sometimes. Well, I saw this person that must have apparently hit it too hard because his entire windshield had been smashed. It was pretty obvious what had happened, and he looked kind of bashful, but no pun intended.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's weird things happen in weather like this.
Yeah.
Weird things happen.
But it's really nice, though. I mean, in the summer, I said to myself, oh, there's only, like, a few more months till winter. So, you know, I can just, like, relax and not have to sweat anymore and not have to worry about the bugs and all the mosquitoes and stuff like that.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, there's nothing worse than blandness. And we've been getting bland winters over the past several years.
Yeah, no snow, not enough
right.
snow.
And it doesn't matter. Even if you don't like it, there's nothing we can do about it. So you might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, like some people, like, I heard, you know, because I've been listening since 12, and, you know, some people call up and they're like, you know, they want to move to Florida and stuff like that. I mean, it's winter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the definition of winter.
Exactly.
You have to figure, you can't do anything about it. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Florida during Christmas time and it would be like 80 degrees outside. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's just peculiar. It's odd.
All right. Listen, we're out of time.
So can I just, I guess it's too late to get to that, like, telecom or something?
Yeah, well, there isn't one going on anyway, so.
Okay.
You're not missing anything.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. It's like they say in certain areas, winter is something to look forward to. I mean, they have a greeting for it. Bon Iver means happy winter, good winter to you. It's kind of something to wait for, something to enjoy when it gets here. And well, it's here now, so we might as well make the most of it. We'll check in again next week. See how it's doing. Hey, the ice is starting to melt. See you next week.
What words I say, oh.